Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the caution against ascribing lies to the Prophet himself. The Prophet said, "Whoever deliberately ascribes lies to me, let him take his seat in the fire." This is a very famous tradition. Man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'aduhu minan nar. And the Prophet also said, one of the gravest of the grave sins. As you know, sins are divided into two basic categories, according to one division. Some sins are grave sins, great sins, kaba'ir. Others are minor sins. And there's a little difference of opinion regarding how we would distinguish and define each of these. Right now, we don't want to delve into that. But the Prophet here, he says, one of the greatest of grave sins is to attribute to me something that I have not said. This is something, historically speaking, that occurred after the demise of the Prophet, even during the time of the life of the Prophet. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for this. One of the reasons is that a lot of people who either were hypocrites or actually not even Muslims, they entered the folds and ranks of Muslims under the guise of being Muslim, whereas in reality they were not. And, you know, they began placing amongst the corpus of prophetic hadith, they began placing false narrations in them, right? And the purpose was obviously to destroy, the Islamic religion and, the Islamic civilization. This is one of the gravest sins, and we should be careful when we narrate a tradition. We should make sure that, there are certain rules and regulations which have been clearly set out in the books of the science of hadith regarding the requirements for a tradition which can be legitimately narrated. These should be referred to when discussing hadith and these kind of things. Conversely, we have also been given certain rules by means of which we can weigh whether a tradition is sound or not. For example, one of them is whether the tradition is in agreement with the Quran. This is basically one of the rules, one of the general guidelines that has been given in this respect. For example, the Prophet himself, he said, "Compare my tradition with the Book of Allah. If it corresponds with it, then it is from me, and I have indeed said it." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "The traditions that do not correspond with the Quran are false." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of ascribing a tradition to the Prophet, which is false, in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.